Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, Rihanna is officially a billionaire with a net worth of $1.7 billion.
Which is crazy because it's been 1.7 billion days since she's dropped music.
By the way,
I described you to the T.
Did you?
I'm not into looks. I'm all about personality. And I got it.
First of all,
on par?
Like brother and sister, child. Yeah. I'm like, they look alike to me.
Britney Spears, you guys, she shared an interesting story about accidentally getting trapped in her bathroom. Have either of you ever been in a situation?
I went in there and closed the door all the way, and I could not get out for like 15 minutes. I was like, I'm gonna die in here.
That you should have slapped him.
Yeah.
Go home with your lady. Right, James?
Oh.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Hunter is still on vacation. Oh, what a mess. So upsetting. But Nina is here and James Davis is back to help us out.
You really want to show off those Jordans.
Get a little flare up. I did it earlier. Look at the Jordan 11.
James, we've been discussing this boyness. And then you want to flash these Jordans. Oh, no.
My bad.
All right. Rihanna is officially a billionaire. Wow. Everyone is so rich. All right. Forbes just declared her the richest female musician in the world with a net worth of $1.7 billion.
It's crazy.
What I thought it was going to be all the nines, right, but barely 1.7?
Yeah.
Which is crazy because it's been 1.7 billion days since she's dropped music.
By the way,
that's when she really hit the jackpot, is when she stopped doing music, to be honest. I wouldn't do it anymore either.
Thank you.
True.
If you guys had $1 billion randomly, if it fell from the sky, what would you buy? What would be the first thing you would get?
I would buy like a house for my parents.
Oh, Nina, that was so damn likable. Damn it. Okay.
Wow. I had an answer, and that
what was your answer?
No, you be honest.
Too damn wholesome.
Don't negate. You tell us your answer.
I'd buy a broke, beautiful woman.
Oh, my God. What?
You're broke. You're struggling. You don't have time for dates. I got you for life.
Okay. If you were a billionaire, you wouldn't even want the same woman all the time.
That's
very true.
That's very, very true.
Yeah. I like that. Those are very...
What about you? I mean, well, you're close.
Well, I wasn't going to copy you, but I was going to say, buy a house for my parents. which I was like, how do we have the same answer? Makes me sick. All right. Britney Spears, you guys, she shared an interesting story about accidentally getting trapped in her bathroom at 2:00 in the morning. The lock on the door got stuck, and her boyfriend, Sam, is apparently such a deep sleeper, he did not initially hear her yelling for him. Okay. So eventually he woke up and got security to let her out. Gotta ask, have either of you ever been in a situation? Well, first of all, have either of you been locked into a bathroom?
So, terrible. I don't know what's going on. I'm in a newer house, and I feel like the door in my... So I have like a guest, you know, a half bath, and that's connected to my living room.
I love how they drop these nuggets, the half bath.
Half
okay,
bath.
Yes, keep going. This is what they do.
It's a half bath for the guest.
Yes. Okay. I love it's a half
in
bath.
The living, a half yeah. bath in the living room that's, you know, connected to the living room. And I guess, I don't know if the weather, it got wet or whatever. I like to leave my windows open, but something happened and it's like off a little bit.
Oh no.
And I went in there and closed the door all the way and I could not get out for like 15 minutes and I was alone and I was like, I didn't have my phone. I was like, I'm gonna die in here.
Oh
I'm gonna die in here in this bathroom. They're gonna find me. Finally, I got it open, but it took like 15 minutes.
I would have had a panic attack.
Yeah, that, ooh. That,
no, I don't,
ooh.
It's tricky when you live alone. I have a fear of getting stuck somewhere, nobody being able to get to me, and choking on something.
Oh.
Because I live alone. And so I choked on a mozzarella stick once, ain't been the same since.
Your life just flashes across your
that
face.
That hot cheese ain't no joke, bitch. I choked on a hot mozzarella stick. I was like,
yeah, no, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Almost lost my life.
No. Yeah, it's very scary to be locked. Have you ever been locked in a bathroom?
I've never been locked inside of anywhere. I've been locked out of a lot of places, but never inside.
Okay, locked out of a lot of places. That sounds a little stalkery.
No, it was always my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was always my bad.
That's a Gemini thing. I'm so the same way. I forget keys. I have been locked out of my old place so many times.
Yeah.
And you know you're locking yourself out because you're leaving and you're like, man, I feel good. I feel light.
Yes.
I feel light. And then you're like, why do I feel light? Because I ain't got my keys.
Which is back crazy because, like, you get in the car for something and you still don't have your house key. I'm a mess. Do you lose things often?
Yeah.
I just found this necklace. Eileen, my makeup artist, gave it to me in December. I lost it until yesterday.
There you go. Yeah.
Shout out to Eileen.
There you go. back to Rihanna. She might be a billionaire, but apparently Quavo's staff isn't far behind. This is insane. Quavo posted that his assistant is a millionaire because he pays him $5,000 a day. $5,000 a day.
I don't know if I believe this.
By the way, I have to say, I don't know if I believe this either because what the are you paying your assistant $5,000 for? What is he doing for $5,000 a day?
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that. I think maybe he's done it before. Maybe he's been like, I've given him $5,000. But I don't believe this is something he does. Like, is this assistant just around every single day?
I'm embarrassed about how much thought I put into this.
You did?
I did a lot of math on my own. I think maybe he comes to set and maybe he gets paid on like shooting days, $5,000. But like $5,000 a day is like so ridiculous, it's not even cool.
And
like,
also,
like this is not something you flex. Like, I give away $25,000 a week. Like,
yeah, I can see. I mean, listen, we've seen rappers give away way more money for less. So I guess if it's going to a person that's working for you, that's a better place for it to go than like, you know, a Ferrari or whatever. But I just doubt that this is something that could, you know.
Unless he has like stacks of cash like laying around that he's like, oh, like here you, like he's not count. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out.
Maybe he picks up the spare singles at the strip club.
There you go.
He's like, your salary, it's down there.
I feel like this is him telling the IRS to come look at his finances.
By the way, why are people doing, and also if you, I mean, giving away $5,000 a day for not, no. The richest people in the world are the cheapest people in the world.
They
are. Don't forget it.
I think this dude saw Quavo do something highly illegal.
That's
$5,000 a day is hush money. Umbrella assistant. No, that's be
this
quiet.
Dude knows where the bodies are buried, literally.
Exactly.
Literally. Oh my God. Yeah, Quavo, save your money. You're gonna need it. All right. I don't know. That was so threatening. Quavo, I love you. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I love you. I wanna go to your concert. Okay, and of course the biggest story of the night. Don't with a stray cat from the Bronx. A kitten crashed the field during a Yankee game and security made the mistake of trying to catch it.
Oh, is there a cat on the field? Yeah. Oh, I mean, it is New York. But all right, now we're going to have to pause play. Look at this thing go. This is faster than anybody on the Yankees.
Here you go. They need to open up the door. Let him in. Come on.
Yeah, why is he opening the door?
A couple of members of the grounds crew are coming out.
Yeah.
They're not equipped for this.
Oh, no.
What to do.
This poor cat. Look at this thing go. It's got a heck of a vertical leap. Oh, no. Chanting MVP now, the Yankee Stadium crowd.
Just pushing towards, I mean, look. That's going to be an E for the grounds crew. There we go.
We did it.
Aww.
Oh, that is one fast pussy. Sweet.
There you go. James, are you upset you didn't say it was a fast pussy? You didn't get there quick enough, did you? You didn't get there quick enough.
I did it. I wasn't in the right headspace because I don't like cats.
I don't like cats either, but I felt bad for that
person.
Cat.
But that was cute.
That cat won me over.
That was a sweet cat. That was a fast cat.
It stood up to the man.
Yeah. New York cats are a different type of cat. Those are hardcore, like, you know, these are real deal cats. Aww. They, you know, they guard the bodegas. These cats deserve a little loving.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is why you got to send women in to do stuff. All these men, y'all don't know what the hell you're doing.
No.
You don't know how to catch pussy to save your life.
Nope. We have to take a break, but coming up, is honesty really the best policy when you don't think your man is attractive?
Ooh.
Why are you with him? A wife is finding out the hard way. Next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. I was asking Nina questions. Don't worry. Honesty, Nina, is very important in every relationship. But tonight on Lifetime's Marry at First Sight, Rachel showed Jose the truth can hurt.
They were asking me, okay, well, you know, what does she look like? And what do you want her to be like? And whatever. And I got exactly everything I pretty much wanted.
I described you to the T.
Did you?
It was crazy. Because I was like, I'm not into looks. I'm all about personality. And I got it. Boom.
But he's better looking than her, no?
Oh, for sure.
Right? Well, let's be honest. Like, he's a better looking guy than she is girl, right?
Yeah, his beard's
out of
fade.
There's a lot of people better looking, right?
Yeah.
Well, like brother and sister, Chad. Yeah. Like, they look alike to me.
How tall is he?
He's a little, oh, is that it? He's a little shorter.
Oh, but that wasn't nice of her to say.
No. Nah.
Did she understand what she was saying, or do you think she didn't mean it the
good
way?
Good point.
Did she just mean, like, he's a good guy and, you know, he's a nice man?
But even when you're saying that, you gotta throw in some to let them know I don't think you ugly.
Yeah. I think at the beginning you kind of felt like, oh, she probably doesn't realize. And then as she continued, I was like, I don't know how nice she is.
It's their wedding day. She could definitely have been a little bit more fluffed up the compliments.
Uh-huh.
A little bit more.
Oh, meeting on reality TV, I guess it's just not the same romantic thing it used to be, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, we definitely need to keep up with this show.
Yeah.
Because maybe she'll make up for it. Girl. Oh. Hopefully she made up for it that night.
Someone check on that man, though.
Men will get over it. Just give him a little something. Child. He'll forget it.
It also can be the smallest something, and it's fine. Anyway, was that bad? I don't mean the man. Okay, we've also been catching up on 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. Jovi decided to spice things up by taking his wife Yara to a strip club, but she was not feeling it. You got it, Dad.
To go to the strip club to make Jovi happy. I go there, and now look like Jovi is really too much into the stripper. So they want to leave because had enough.
Okay, now at first I was on his side, but the blowing of the kiss is a lot.
Yeah,
that is disrespectful. Sucks. She should have slapped him.
Yeah.
Not okay. What is he? And also, she's a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Go home with your lady. Right, James?
Oh.
Look, if she's not into it, y'all gotta bounce and then return at another date with people who are enthusiastic about stripping.
This is clearly not something that they see eye to eye on. Your fundamentals are different when it comes to strip clubs. That's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's fun to go with my boyfriend to the strip club, but also my boyfriend will respect me enough to be like, what do we like, babe? You know what I mean? Like, we would have fun together. And once it got to us, like, there is a time as a couple in strip club where it's time to go.
I'm sorry. You know and also, blowing a kiss, never
blowing
okay.
Blowing a kiss, no.
Well, yeah.
Never okay.
The whole couple strip club etiquette was off because, like Nina said, you can do it. And it can be popping. It can get y'all revved up for later in the night, but you have to involve her. You can't just have her chilling and then you doing your thing, because that's not fun for either person.
No. She's upset and complaining, and like, this is now awkward and cringy instead of like a good time. Go with a couple friends. You know, have your girlfriends there. He has some of his guy friends there. You guys have a party.
Right.
You go to a bar. Like, you keep it moving. It's like...
Yeah.
You don't get to this point in the night. No. It ruins the whole night.
They're not
night.
Fun people. They're you know, and especially him.
Exactly. Also, she can find someone else.
Mm-hmm, so she should.
Don't stick around if you don't need to.
You know you what got I mean? A lot of, like, just, like, end of the segment yeah. messages. Ladies, are you listening?
All right. We know hair loss can be a very touchy subject. Fortunately, this guy has the perfect beauty tip to help.
So this is how I hide my fat receding hairline on a budget. After I shower, I quickly blow dry it with a hairdryer. I then grab some dark brown root spray and spray where the receding hairline is. This hides any gaps underneath the fringe and gives it a fuller, thicker look. I then quickly curl up my fringe. My hair is naturally really straight, so this helps a lot. I then grab some Got To Be Glued styling gel and rub it through my hair. This gives it texture and volume and puts it into place. Finally, I grab some Got To Be Glued hairspray, spraying it all over so it stays in position. And voila, that's the finished product of how to hide a fat receding hairline. Enjoy!
Okay. Listen, I have to say, it is impressive that he was that open and honest, yeah. and it was nice of him to do that. Yes. And it doesn't look that bad.
It's a comb over with paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, root spray, I have known people to use root spray.
Yeah.
It does give you that extra boost of confidence. I have gone through my own hair loss journey in the past few months, because that's what happens when you have a baby. Just falls out.
Yeah.
And luckily I get to put a bunch of fake hair in and I'm okay. But I couldn't imagine being a guy going through this. It sucks.
Like, not to bring race into it, but this is like a white privilege to be able to, like, grow your straight hair out and then flip it over.
It's true.
Like black people hair are way too nappy. Like, right. we grow it out, it's just gonna be grown out here and bald here.
You
like,
just got, but the good thing is black men look very good bald.
True.
That
you know what I mean?
True.
You can definitely pull off bald better than that guy would be able to. So there's a trade-off.
Very good point.
You know?
White men bald, you're out.
You're out.
Unless you're Bruce Willis, who, I mean, most men in Hollywood have had some sort of insanely expensive hair plugs.
Wigs and weaves are now very normalized. Extensions, everything's very normalized.
Yes.
Now we're normalizing, like, the man weaves more.
I'm very open. When it goes, I'm calling up the doctors.
You're gonna be.
I have a guy for you.
Oh, perfect.
The best guy.
I'm not gonna just
lay down
to Mother Nature.
No. You know you have to do preventative though. That's the key.
Men have to do preventative. Now.
Yeah, you have to start early to prevent. It's just like with wrinkles.
Oh, please. I've
you start
Botox
early
for...
before you need the cream.
Right.
And then you won't need it.
I've helped you out. We're gonna take another break. Coming up, are Ben and J-Lo doing a steamy new movie together? Hopefully not. And is A-Rod caught in the middle? Pitch Slap is next.
Pitch Slap. Pitch Slap.
You went head-to-head a couple years ago about pitching A-Rod and J-Lo movie ideas. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Yes.
It was like 5 years ago? Okay. But now that their relationship almost flopped as hard as Geely, let's reboot the franchise with a Bennifer edition. It's time for Pitch Slap! All right, the rules are simple. I'm going to give you guys a movie title, and you have to pitch the plot.
Okay.
Okay, so after all the rounds, I'm going to decide who has the best pitch overall.
Is that right?
Was that tennis? I don't know what that was. All right. James, you're up first.
Okay.
The movie is all drama. It's Hustlers 2, Thruple Trouble.
Oh my God.
And that's what they came up with for you. So what is the pitch for this film?
Okay, so after Hustlers 1, J-Lo took the money she had from the plot and she bought the strip club, but now the strip club's struggling, so she has to recruit male strippers and has to recruit her love interest, but also her ex-love interest to both strip at the club. And they have to get over their issues and the challenge of her working with her love interest and her ex in order to make money to save the strip club that also donates to charity on Sundays.
It sounds like you just got caught in the lie. You was explaining your way out of it.
And then what had happened was...
I have one.
Okay.
Okay. Hustlers 2.
Okay.
J-Lo's out of jail.
Okay.
Okay? Ooh. She found her man. She reconnects with her man, Ben, right?
Ben. Mm-hmm.
He's kidnapped by A-Rod.
Oh.
Now she got to go back to the pole for a second time to get his ransom money.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like
that. That was good.
Okay, the next poster. You have a tale as old as time, the romantic comedy Booty and the Beast.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the plot for this film for you?
You know, I mean, we talk about full moons.
Yeah.
You know, we're living in a time, you know, where the beast is A-Rod.
Yeah.
It's not Ben.
It's not Ben.
So it's not, she has to find the beauty in A-Rod to get to Ben. So he's not dressed James. Up as this beast.
James, you are losing this game.
He's right dressed now. Up as her ex. If you can love your ex, bitch, you can love anybody.
There you go.
Whew.
How do you want to...
Follow me.
Remember,
follow me.
Remember when you follow wanted me. To go head-to-head head on this?
Goodness
this
gracious.
This is off the top of the dome, you
goodness
know?
Goodness gracious.
On. This show is so hard.
Come on,
okay.
Idiot.
Okay, okay, okay. So it's like post-apocalyptic... And there's okay. zombies, right?
Okay.
And right. they're the last couple left on Earth trying to survive. And the only thing that
it
makes...
It is Beauty and the Beast, James! You cannot take Beauty and the Beast and make it a sci-fi alien movie.
Yes, I can. It's still about love, but it's Beauty and the Beast in zombie times.
Okay. All right. James, continue on.
And
okay.
they're trying to survive. And the Beast is a beast, and that's how he fights the zombies. But the zombies can't... fight women with big butts. I ain't got it. I ain't got it for this one.
Okay, good. Now, between Saint-Tropez and his house in the Hamptons down the street from J-Lo, A-Rod is getting a little stalker, you guys. So, James, you're going up first next. This movie trailer, the baseball player next door.
Oh, God. This poster!
So, the baseball player next door, what's your pitch? What's your plot on this film?
Okay. J-Lo and Ben have moved to a small town.
Okay.
Because
yep.
they're in witness protection.
Mm.
Because J-Lo witnessed a murder.
Yep.
And they had to move. Now, when they get to this new town, there's a psycho neighbor who also is a coach for the AAA baseball team.
Oh, my God.
And he has a crush on J-Lo.
Got it.
And so he attacks Ben with numerous baseball equipment throughout the entire movie.
All right, that was pretty good.
I don't think that was bad. Yeah, I like that. Okay. Nina, you right. want to follow that up? Include the binoculars. I feel like
so
those are telling.
So in this movie, it starts with
okay.
subs on Instagram.
Oh.
Every time J-Lo goes on Instagram, A-Rod is posting Insta stories with her pictures in a picture frame. He's showing up in Miami.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
He's on a boat in Saint-Tropez.
Mm-hmm.
Slide next to hers.
Yeah.
He has a house in the Hamptons.
Right.
Guess what? It's not a movie, bitch. This is really what he's doing. This is crazy. This is crazy!
I'll be honest. I got waxed. I got waxed in this competition.
You started like Dips, out really strong.
Like Dipset got waxed by the locks last night in Versus.
Shout out to Jada Kiss.
Oh, my God. All right. We only have one winner, and I think we all know the winner is, should we say it together? Nina, I think.
Nina!
Nina, you are all right, that is it for us. James, thank you so much
we
for hanging out. Please
course.
Come back.
Thank
we
you
love
guys.
You. Set those best. DVRs, and we'll see you guys tomorrow night. Bye!
Bye, y'all.
Get a shot of the shoes.
Bye, y'all.